whatever happens. No matter what they tell you, when the chains come off, you go in the first 5 seconds.
This is the first movie about something dark and no Negroes was in it.
I know. There was not one in sight.
Except for Bokeem Woodbine's no talking ass.
He was just more like, which is kind of everyone in this movie.
Man, I hate that guy. You haven't been on here long enough from last year or whatever, when this guy was in a lot of shit last year. And Lehu knows my hatred of non-talking motherfuckers in movies. It's like, God damn, man, come on, open up your fucking mouth.
That's true, but one of your mush mouths actually had a good performance in this movie.
Yeah, you know what, it's not that I don't think I've called him Mushmouth too much. It's just that he never feels like he wants to be there in the movies I've seen him in.
But this
was the first one I actually saw where he was like, he looks like he's having fun. He wants to be here. And I was like, so does he even care? Obviously, he cares about, which, by the way, we're talking about Vin Diesel. This is Riddick Review, by the way, people.
Yes.
And obviously, we're talking about Vin Diesel here because I know he cares about Fast and Furious. I know he does. But... and because he's a producer on it, so he must care about it at least or whatever. But it feels like he doesn't even want to do that anymore.
Here's the thing. Well, here's the interesting thing. You know how this movie got made, right?
Oh, yeah.
How that cameo in Fast and Furious 3, the only way he'd do it is if they said, I get to make another Riddick movie, except I am the producer on it. I am not having Chronicles of Riddick happen again.
Well, he owns Riddick now because it's part of his studio company as well.
Right, exactly. So from what I was able to gather up, he really did spend a lot of time with the director on this, being like, okay, what made the first movie work? What sucked in Chronicles of Riddick? And what are we going to do to make this at least entertaining for the audience?
Mm-hmm.
And at least for me, now... I'm going to get into a little bit of a story time here. So, people, I've been fighting a cold the last couple days. And before I went to the screen...
Don't give me that shit.
Before I went to the screener last night, I was just like, ugh, I feel like shit. There's no way I'm going to be able to get through this unless if I take some DayQuil. So, I go and grab the bottle, get a normal dosage. You know, a cup was a normal dosage, correct?
No, 3 cups.
1 cup. So... I get to the theater and I start feeling a little different. I'm just like,
you get high in the theater. Jesus Christ, man. Did you take the bottle with you to the fucking theater?
No, let me finish. Okay, so I start feeling the effects. I'm like, this has got to be some side effects. I text my mom. I was like, hey, is there side effects to that DayQuil bottle of cold medicine that there was upstairs? She's like, you didn't grab the dark red one, did you? I was like, yeah, I did. She's like, that's extra strong medication. What you took is about 4 doses.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't think DayQuil comes in red. I think it's orange, man.
Yeah, and I was sitting there in the theater like, well, this is going to make things interesting. So, of course. Huh?
What was it?
It was like a new brand of DayQuil that's like double dosage. Like, it's extra strong for bad cases.
You saw this movie high.
Yep.
Oh my god. Alright, so now we have the first hand experience as much as a lot of critics joke about. The only way a movie would be enjoyable is if you had to be high. We have a first hand experience of, was this movie better high?
I gotta say yes!
God damn. I would love to see you go watch this sober and just come out like, man, why did I get so excited?
Well, here's the thing. I remember all of it. I remember every single detail. I even remember what I liked about it.
Of course, memory loss during high isn't... that's not a... You're thinking of when you're drunk now.
Here's the thing. I just feel bad for any poor bastard that was with me in that movie theater. Because it hit like as soon as the movie opened. Where it was like, as Furnace as soon kill happened, I was like, yay, go, yay!
So you was retarded high at that
too. Exactly. Wow. And it didn't stop till the end of the movie.
I think the concession stands and shit drugged your ass. Man, was Vin Diesel there himself? Did he fill you up with Nas tanks or something like that?
He filled me up with adrenaline.
Jesus fucking Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, he literally saw a movie high. And I ain't talking about Snoop D-O-double-G high. I'm talking about as in high.
Yeah, I was at the level, like, it was comparable to Corey being drunk at your next, how I was in this movie.
I don't understand why you don't go do this during Fast and Furious films, whatever. You already like the film, so...
I'm never doing this again, and I'll explain why when we get into the plot of this film.
Probably just fucking exhausted when you got out of the theater then.
Well, not only that, but... There was a part where it was like, wow, I didn't know Monster's Blood was rainbow. Wait, that doesn't seem right.
I hope you didn't drive. People, we do not condone drinking, driving, and getting high and driving.
No, thankfully, my friend was around the block. I was like, hey, dude, I need a favor.
Now, shrooms and driving, we do condone that. LSD and driving, we do condone that. If you're me, drinking and driving, we do condone that as well. But getting high, not on our watch. No.
Wow, this quickly derailed. So, the movie!
Yes, Riddick. Vin Diesel taking over, which, if I want to go ahead and, I give a plot first one. Well, Vin Diesel, like we just said, man, he I want to say his studio owns the Fast and Furious movies now as well.
They own a share of it.
Well, they might as well just go ahead and give it to him, because, that's pretty much his vehicle right there, but no pun intended. But, yeah. Why is that the third time I said that this week? Now, so Riddick takes place after, obviously, I always forget, Pitch Black. I always want to say Pitch Dark for some reason. I don't know why.
Pitch Dark.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, from what I remember that movie, it is mostly dark.
Yeah, that's true. And also the sequel, Chronicles of Riddick. Now, I didn't really care for either one of them.
It was funny because I was talking to my friend today and he's just like, oh, I like both of them, but Chronicles of Riddick, you can only watch the director's cut because regular cut is shit.
It's funny because I remember when I was in Ohio last year or whatever, they were saying both were shit.
Huh.
Both directors and the other one, whatever. But I don't know, some people, I think it's more of the character than it is the movie itself.
Yeah, that seems to be what everyone I've talked to about this said. It's that, Vin Diesel, say what you want about him, from what I've heard from everyone is that he seems like this is his best character and he has the most fun with this.
Now, the first two, I didn't see that. I ain't gonna go ahead and say that. But like Star Trek, I walked into this film, like, not a fan of the series, but I was like, ah, maybe this movie will make me like the characters like everybody else does or whatever in Star Wars, Star Trek. But Diesel, he's reprising his role as Riddick. He's stuck on some planet, like almost a wasteland, almost like fucking Mad Max,
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, the movie opens up, you see him kind of left for dead, and you see this vulture creature come up, and he just fucking destroys this thing.
Yeah, and they show you halfway through the film why he was landed on this planet, whatever. And I will say this, if you're a fan of Carl Urban, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, I even know you even said that last week. He was like, I want to see Carl Urban, whatever. Don't get your hopes up on that. He's in the movie for like a quick scene.
Yeah, exactly, like 5 minutes. And apparently that was a bridge gap, that like a scene gap between displaying what happened between Chronicles of Riddick and this.
That wasn't even 5 minutes, that was like a couple of seconds.
Exactly, and I'll give the film credit. It's like the film knew, okay, that movie was shit, but we still have to explain to the fans what's happening. So let's just move past this real quickly.
Well, it's the same thing I've been saying DC should do. It's just like, okay, you made a shit movie with like Green Lantern. Just go on with it. I mean, there's no reason to reboot it or anything like. Just go on, make it better.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I do respect the work they did that ad, whatever. It's like, obviously, you made a bad movie. If you want to make another one with it, you can't just drop that shit. So just go on with it and just don't try to throw so many hints at it, whatever. But he's left on his planet, obviously for dead, to be honest. And he's being out hunted by bounty hunters or whatever. So he's pretty much just wants a ship to get off the planet.
Yeah, exactly. How did you like the scene where he goes to get for a distress call and the computer's like, type in your name, and he types it in? The computer people is pretty much just like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh fuck, he's alive.
Well, that's funny because you say that. What I saw was him, the camera, he was typing it in, whatever. It looked like that camera kept zooming the back the fuck out, like, get me the fuck out of this room. Almost like that robot was alive or whatever. It was just like, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they set the scene up. Like, even the computer's like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Now, to get in my history of Riddick, not really. I don't hate the movies. Even the second one, I don't even hate, because I don't care about the characters or whatever, to be honest, whatever. So it's just like, eh, whatever. Now, my thing with this one when I saw it is, well, before I even saw it, I was like, Riddick has he's a cool concept to him. So I was like, maybe they'll explore that in the movie or whatever, the whole dark thing or whatever. I gotta say, in this movie, it doesn't really make a difference if it's dark or fucking day, because he'll kick your ass no matter what.
That is what I love about it.
Now, that's probably where I have my problem with it, if anything, because I'd like to see some kind of weakness to him or whatever, and then him be like kind of a bona fide badass, but I never really got to see that or whatever, because he was a badass just all day or whatever. So I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, what I like is sometimes a weakness, unless if you set up real early that you don't fuck with this dude, and that he's kind of like, he kind of is, you know, indestructible. And what I love,
adapts quickly.
Exactly. And what I love about this movie is that the movie reinforces that in kind of a funny way, where as every bounty hunter that sees him at first is like, look at this guy, he can't do shit. And then 5 seconds later, they're dead.
What I wanted to make a comparison to was kind of like Predators. He's kind of like...
Yeah, I can see that.
Himself. He's kind of the Predator himself, whatever, and the rest of them are just a bunch of bumbling idiots. They're like Michael Shannon, what's his name?
Yeah, the movie's very... I mean, I'll give the movie credit for this. The movie's very wink-wink, nudge-nudge to action fans, and kind of like how, you know, you have that one badass and then the rest are idiots, and in most films, they don't want to address it, the rest are idiots, but this film, they glorify in the fact that the rest of these people are idiots.
Mainly the idiots is the dude from Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, I mean, well,
the military guys, or whatever they're supposed to be, whatever, they were all pretty badasses. I give them that.
Well, I think a great scene to look upon, and kind of how... You can look this scene up, people, but it's pretty much, if you think this scene is cool, you will think the movie's cool. If you think this scene's okay, then you'll probably just think the movie's okay. But it's a scene where he's tied up, and all the bounty hunters are around him like, haha, we got you, we're gonna kill you. And he's like, no, you're fucking not. And two guys get destroyed by monsters, and he takes out one dude, and actually what's a pretty cool kill.
Yeah, I was about to say, that scene's in the trailer, too, so yeah,
Exactly.
Have a hard time looking at it at all, whatever. Which I don't know why they would show that in the trailer. That was like the only really good kill shot in the whole movie.
I actually disagree with that. I think some of the creature kills are pretty cool.
Yeah, they were whatever. They were just like, meh. Some of the creature kills was like, meh. It was just regular dosage kills. Or the first one where he let the one attack, that was pretty cool, whatever. But other than that, they were just like, eh, whatever. Especially towards the ending, it got kind of silly.
Yeah, I agree with that. The ending kind of... fumble the ball a bit, but I mean, this might be where I differentiate with you, and it could be because I was high. I will fully admit that, but
probably so. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I really had a lot of fun watching this. I think more for me, because I do agree with you. I bet you if I watch this again, I wouldn't like it as much. Not because of what happened, but I think also this was kind of a surprise factor that worked into this movie. At least with me, was because, like I told you earlier this week, I had only seen this trailer at the beginning of this week. I hadn't watched anything or knew anything about this movie till this week. So I really didn't expect anything going in. And when I walked out, I was like, wow, that was actually really cool. It was a fun little creature action movie.
I didn't have too much fun because it was too goddamn slow for me. And the only reason why I say it was slow, which I like slow movies. I mean, everybody knows that. I love slow building up movies, but it never felt like it built up on this character at all. It never made me give a reason to why I should like Riddick still. When I walked out, I was just like, I still don't really care for Riddick. He was cool and all, but I was like, I don't really give a shit about
him. See, what it does for me, it's that whole anti-hero theory, where if you have an anti-hero, as long as you have him have code, people will usually like him. Now, you and I, since we see that all the time, it might not work as well on us, but it still works for me to an extent, because I do like when you have the anti-hero that at least has a code.
What the fuck was his code?
His code essentially is that he will
just leave me alone or die. I mean, that ain't
well, it's pretty much, you know, I have an objective. If you get in the way, I will warn you. But if you do not heed my warning, you're going to fucking die.
That's not much of a code, man. That's not much. That's like simple, basic rules. Like, okay, just leave me alone. If you get in the way, you'll die. Whatever. That's not really much of a code, man. I did not see that as a part or whatever. But like, of course, they're not going to leave him alone because they're bounty hunters. Whatever.
Exactly.
But, because, you know, they're shit. Well, the other guys, I don't know what the rest of the team was there for, but I know one guy, I forgot his name already, I think it was John.
I forget who he's played by, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I think his name was John. I'm going to go ahead and say his name was John, but he was there for a personal reason. But the other, his team, I didn't know why they were there, apparently.
Well, they're all there because, as he explains at the beginning of the movie, he's got a price on his head. So
I'm talking about his team.
Oh, whoa. Well, I
you know, he's the captain of that team, whatever. He's there for a personal reason. So I was like, I don't know why that team is there, whatever. But
probably
but
for
I
the bounty.
The other guys there, Mr. Dude from Bad Boys 2, whatever, because they're there for the price on the head and everything, which I understand. But his team, the captain's team, they have a female in there named Doll. She's pretty badass. You find out she's a lesbo, which is hot. I don't know why. I was watching her a lot. I was just looking at her like, yeah.
I couldn't figure this out. Was that the chick from Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Wow. Okay, Battlestar Galactica fans, you might want to go see this movie. Huh?
She backed out. Yeah, I can say that right now.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica fans might want to go see this.
I don't know about that now.
Well, you never know. But
there's a pretty corny scene at the end. I'm sorry. That shit got kind of silly at the end. I was looking at it like, okay, that's a little weird. I was like, if they kiss, that'd be the most weirdest thing ever. They don't kiss, but it was still kind of weird. I was like, all right. But you get some bad dialogue in here or whatever, and then you get some good dialogue. Actually, Vin Diesel has some of the best dialogue in here.
Yeah, he really does.
I thought his connection with the dog was probably the best connection out of anything else.
I never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but he probably has the best performance in this whole movie.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even say everybody else had a bad performance, but...
That's what I'm saying. He actually had a good performance.
Yeah, he's just... I think this even though the camera shies away off of him and most other people, I think it's just given to him more that you can tell, like, this is a Riddick film. It's, everybody else here is just there to be there. But they all deliver on what they're supposed to do. So, like, nobody's bad in the film, whatever. Their dialogue is a little cheesy at times, but the dialogue doesn't take you out of the film, whatever. So, like, that's, like, one of the problems of films where, like, written lines for some people, you'd be like, oh, dude, what do you say? But even with the cheesy one in here, I kind of just looked at it and was like, ah, doesn't do anything.
I think it's because, I mean, like, people, you walk into this movie 5 minutes, you know exactly the road it's going to go down. You're not exactly in for a sophisticated movie, and if you think you are, you should probably get the fuck out.
That's probably his only problem, Mr. Tried to be at first, whatever, because this movie moves so slow, at a slow fucking pace.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It is a slow burn film.
Yeah, and plus, you know, you're not really learning anything about the character, to be honest, whatever. It's just him getting from point A to point B, so by, like, halfway of the film, once he meets up with these bounty hunters, that's when it kind of kicks up a little bit more, or whatever, and that's the part where you want to get into the film. But before that, you kind of just, like, get to the part where he's going to murder some people.
Exactly, and those murders are wonderful!
Oh, you only see him kill the one dude, whatever. The rest was kind of funny because he just dragged one away. That had me laughing, I ain't gonna lie.
All right.
That dude black or what? That dude was just brown.
I don't know, but you really want me to blow your mind about this movie?
No, not really, because I already know every detail about the movie.
So do you know the budget on this movie?
Yeah, I know the budget on this movie.
It is small as fuck for what we saw.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not the first we've seen cheap sci-fi films. Like, cheap sci-fi films can be done. They just choose not to do it.
Exactly, and that's the thing, you know, I pray to God this movie does good. I do.
It should.
I hope it does.
I think it should. I think it should because, first of all, number one, it's a cheap sci-fi film, and number two, it's going up against really nothing, so...
And three, it's actually generating buzz from fans. Fans seem to like it, so...
Not what I've been hearing, but, yeah, we'll find that out in pollings.
Yeah, exactly, we will. You got anything else to say about this? Oh, I got one more thing. I do like the creature designs in this film. I actually think they were pretty well done, even though they were CG, that was actually my biggest problem going in. It's like, these are probably going to be really crappy CG monsters. They're not going to look good. But with the dark aesthetic that they are usually shown in, they actually look pretty damn good.
Yeah, the only thing that looked bad in the movie was the bikes.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But all the creature design actually...
All the creatures look good, though.
Yeah, all the creature design actually reminded me of, like, old school Aliens, where it's just dark and disgusting looking.
I won't go that far because Aliens look much better, but...
Well, this is much more simple, but, I mean, these monsters, like, they're nothing to look down at. They're pretty fucking terrifying.
I think my favorite probably was the dog. I really like that dog a lot.
Oh, yeah, that dog... The dog is Vin Diesel's kind of companion in that. You're right, that was a really cool creature design. They actually did a lot of great stuff with that. I can't, like... It was kind of a shocking element that I didn't really expect.
Yeah, that was probably the... For me, that was probably the best parts of the movie whenever he interacted with someone. I was like, wow, the best interaction in this whole movie is between him and his dog, whatever, because the other person, that dog isn't talking. So, you know,
yeah, it's just exactly.
Him shooting the shit with his dog, whatever, and just going along with it. And I was like, that was some of the best. And the rest of it, you got people like former wrestler Dave Bautista in here. He's just there to be the, you know, the muscle guy. Everybody, even the girl from Battlestar Galactica, she's just there to be the tough girl that will kick your ass and stuff like that. Vin Diesel kind of throws a hint that they're going to be fucking, and at the end of the movie, it kind of looked like that happened. I don't know how that went or whatever. But at the end of the movie, Vin Diesel, pretty much they have to go save these the fuels for their planes or whatever, or the fossil fuel, whatever those things was, knows. And the dude, John, leaves them, but then he comes back and save them and let them go and stuff. So I don't know. The ending looked a little cheesy, but it didn't, like, take me out of the movie completely. I just, like...
For yeah.
Some reason, it just didn't. Never, nothing in the movie took me out of it. I just still looked at it and was just like, I still don't really care for Riddick. I was like, it's okay.
All right. Well, what would you give it?
I give it a high stream it. I think, like you said, a lot of the creature designs were good. There was only three, to be honest, though. It was the dog, the little creatures in the water, and the bird at the beginning of the film. I wanted to see more of how his powers would be better at night. I wish they would have did more of that kind of stuff. That's kind of what I was hoping for.
I agree.
And like, at daytime, he was kind of, like, in hidden or whatever, kind of like a super spy, shit like that. But, you know, they don't really do anything like that. I didn't think they really did anything new here, but hey, I can see where people could have fun with it, with what they did here. So, I stream it.
Yeah. I'm one of those people who did have a lot of fun with it. And it's one of those movies that I've kind of missed seeing this year. You know, those R-rated, bloody action movies. There hasn't really been a lot this year that have been entertaining, and the ones that do try to, Wolverine, just fall flat on their face.
Oh, because they gotta get that.
They gotta get that PG.
Get that kid money, baby.
Exactly, they gotta get that PG-13 money. But I like it much better whenever they do go for this R route, because it frankly makes for a more entertaining movie. So to me, this is gonna be a Reddit. I had a lot of fun with this movie, and I honestly think, you know, if you rent it with a bunch of friends at home, you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Best kill in here, everybody, is when they killed that nigga, Keem Woodbine.
Oh, yeah.
When they killed him, I was like, yeah, standing ovation. They was like, what the fuck is that nigga doing up there? I was like, yes, get Mushmouth out of here, or whatever.
And with that, we're going to end this wonderful review. Good night, everyone.
Hey, Riddick. Good night, bastards.
Riddick, bastards.
I cannot stand that guy. Jeez.
Let's cut him loose. You're not afraid of the dark, are you?